tell us a little bit about how did you get into makeup? Was it something you were always interested in, or is it something as you got a little bit older that you kind of developed a talent for?
To be honest, it's a bit crazy. This is my 8th year doing makeup, which to me is even bizarre because it's just flown by. I started doing it part-time when I was still in school. So yes, I was always one of those girls that had a passion for makeup, but I never really thought I'm going to be a makeup artist. And then everything just kind of spiraled from there. So I was working part-time with different counters and stuff, and that was great to get experience at brands such as Urban Decay and MAC, because you really learn loads from working within a team like that. And then I just started to work for myself. I thought, you know, I started Makeup by Amy. I was doing makeovers, little tutorials, started doing TV, classes, events. Like, it literally just took off totally, which is amazing.
So when you were in school, were you doing it for your friends, or were you doing a little bit, some paid work and some for friends and family?
I was probably doing my friends, like, probably really badly for the first few years. But I started working part-time in 4th year after my work experience, actually my 2 weeks of work experience in transition year. So that was amazing. So I was working part-time with Urban Decay. Not going to say I knew loads, because I didn't, but I certainly learned massive amounts. And that just stuck to me totally. So I spent 3 years there, and then I went on to MAC in Grafton Street in Dublin part-time as well.
Sure. And it's amazing because those counters, I mean, you see all this makeup and you think, well, it'll go on the same, but they all have their own particular styles. So I suppose learning their techniques, I say they were quite different from counter to counter.
100%. Mm. And not even just from counter to counter, but from the customer to customer that comes into you. It's like the age difference was massive, different colouring styles, which is amazing because that's really how you learn. It's all on counter experience, I suppose, and getting the brush in your hand and trying it out.
Sure. So you do a little bit online as well. You blog and you do some kind of Instagram tutorials. How did you get into that?
So obviously, like anything, social media was just a part of it, and you just had to grow with it because that was really where all the business was going. So for me, Facebook was how Makeup by Amy grew. Like, that was like the best tool ever. And then obviously trends kind of switched to Instagram, and now it's massive on Snapchat too. So I just went with the time. So I started doing mini videos, and it's all about video content these days. I think people love like that, seeing demonstrations on stage or watching it online so you actually see how to do it. So I started doing a lot of them. I write the odd blog and the website, just trying to keep up to date with everything that I suppose we have to do, really.
Sure. And you're out doing workshops and tutorials, and you do weddings as well, of course.
Yes. So I basically don't get a day off because I have weddings, I do events, I run courses as well. So it's really good when I say do these type of events where I'm doing masterclasses, because I kind of know the main areas that people usually fail on. So I always try and do like really easy tips that people can improve on areas such as those.
And what do you find, what is it that people come to you the most about that they're struggling with? Like, I mean, is it getting the shades right, or just the technique, or like blending, or where is it that they usually are going wrong?
There are so many things that I hear, but definitely one of the main things would be the flicked liner and how to contour. So obviously contouring has totally taken off.
It's huge.
Over the last 2 years in particular, particularly the last year, I suppose, on social media. So they'd be kind of the main things that people would always say, I just can't do this. Contouring is great. And obviously I developed a product sculpted around it. So I would be slightly biased towards the trend, and obviously the simpler way around it too. So hopefully we can try and push that in the classes as well.
But it can totally change the shape of your face. It's quite
100%.
Amazing, the results. We've seen that from the Kardashians, of course. They're the ones who made it mostly famous, weren't they?
And I think that's why people love watching videos online, because you can really see the start to finish look. So not in a sense that, God, we all need makeup, but it really does make such a big difference to us, me included.
All of us. So Beauty and the Beast is coming back this year in May, and you're going to be our makeup artist.
I am. Very
How
excited.
Fantastic. Yeah, absolutely. So tell us a little bit about what people can expect. What would you normally do for these kind of workshops?
It's going to be like the biggest makeup extravaganza, I suppose, of the month or whatever it is in May. Obviously, we're going to different dates, different counties, different hotels, which I'm very excited about. I suppose I always try and do my top tips for makeup in all the classes to really appeal to the entire audience, because you can always have, you know, a massive age difference or different preferences. I'll always try and suit those. So you can expect kind of the most highly requested makeup looks, all loads of different products as well to suit different budgets and preferences. And yeah, it's going to be so much fun.
And of course, it's the start of summer. So would you be looking at maybe different products for summer? Because, you know, people often like a lighter look, a fresher kind of look for summer. Is it easy to achieve that fresh face look, but using plenty of makeup?
Absolutely. And that's what I always say. The ironic thing behind the no makeup makeup look is actually that you're using about 21 products, but you don't look like you have. So, yeah, we'll definitely do stuff that will adapt to the kind of summer makeup bag. Top products that I think you need in it. But obviously, then we can transition that to your nighttime look as well to make sure that we're kind of suiting what everybody wants to see.
Sure. So do you think people will be able to like duplicate what you can do, or, you know, even if it's just one or two things that you're able to do? Because, I mean, it's going to be impossible to get to your level, of course. But like, even if you can learn a couple of tips that can like you said, the flicked eyeliner, maybe even if you just master one and just have a simple foundation, then you know it's going to look good.
100%. And I always say, when you go to these types of classes, I would never be putting yourself down if you cannot remember every single thing that I or another artist said. If you can take two or three things that are simple changes that you can make to your own makeup look, you can be guaranteed it will make the biggest difference. Like, I have students say they will do a 6-week course with me, and after week two, their mum or their sister might say, God, your makeup really looks great. And it's about those really, really simple things that they're changing in their routine that honestly just changes everything.
Sure. And do you think younger girls are wearing makeup more now? I remember when I was in school, we didn't have access to the kind of makeup that's available now. I mean, you know, the likes of like all the counters you mentioned and Sephora. And when you go abroad, there's just such an array. Like, I mean, do you think it's because it's so available that maybe people are starting a little bit younger? I think, like, I used to have mascara and midwife concealer, you know, when I was a teenager and there wasn't much choice, you know, as you got older. But then obviously now I absolutely adore makeup. So,
well, I used to wear blue glitter if it makes you feel any better. So I was one of those people. I think definitely people are wearing it younger. I don't know if I agree with how young they're wearing because they don't need it. But I think it's just everything to do with the world that we live in now. It's like, it's so accessible. Social media is available to everybody. And they see these people on social media. They want to be them. And unfortunately, the tons of makeup comes with that. So definitely, I've seen a massive difference in my age of clientele and how young they are getting.
Yeah. Well, I suppose young skin always takes makeup really nicely as well.
Oh, it's like
well,
the easiest job in the world.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. Okay, so you're going to be on the road from the 19th of May. If people want to check you out before then, your website is amyconnolly.com. You're also on Facebook, Instagram.
And Snapchat.
And Snapchat. Brilliant. And is it just Amy Connolly, or how will they find you on social media?
So my Instagram is basically the website name. It's amyconnolly_com. Facebook is Makeup by Amy, that's where I started, and then Snapchat is Amy Con MU. It's a bit of a tough one.
Great. No worries. That's brilliant, Amy. Looking forward to it.
Great, me too. Thank you.